Hey, Heavenly Homemakers, thank you for living out God's calling to make your homes heavenly while striving toward your heavenly home. The Lord is working through you to bless so many people. As Lara addresses your questions in these next few minutes, we hope you are blessed with real life help and that your spirit is uplifted.
Hi there, this is Lara Coppinger at heavenlyhomemakers.com. Welcome to another podcast. I'm excited today because I get to talk about one of my very, very favorite subjects, hospitality. And as you will find out, I love it so much that hospitality took up the entire podcast. I only was able to address one question this time because I talked and talked about hospitality, and that is all I had time for. So hopefully you will enjoy the ideas and tips I have for opening your home to serve. Excited to be able to share my ideas and thoughts about hospitality, hosting people in your home and serving them a meal. This email comes from Susan. She writes, "Dear Lara, I'm writing in hopes that you might be able to share some wisdom with me. God has been speaking to me about opening up my home, getting to know others in my church family through sharing a meal. I would say that I'm a shy person and reserved. Thankfully, my husband is much more outgoing, and the children all take after him. I was wondering if you had any grains of wisdom that you could share from your own journey in hospitality, or suggestions that you could make that would help me to ease my nerves over having strangers in our home. Thanks." All right, hospitality. This is one of my very favorite subjects. We love having people in our home, and through the years we've just gotten more comfortable with it, and it does take time to get used to knowing how to handle hospitality in a comfortable way so that you aren't nervous about having guests over or feeding them a meal, especially when you do have strangers over or people that you aren't as comfortable with or people that you don't know as well. So it does take practice, and it just takes some getting used to, and I have worked out a lot of kinks through the years as I have hosted lots and lots of people, but I also sometimes still don't do a perfect job of it, but I've gotten more relaxed with it regardless. One of the best things I can recommend is planning ahead. The more I plan ahead when I have company over, the better I feel about it, because then I'm not trying to think so hard while the people are standing in my kitchen, or while I know they're waiting in the living room for the meal. I do not work very well under pressure. I also don't do a very good job of cooking while I'm visiting with people, so I try to have as much done ahead of time as I can. It just works much better for me. I'm not even very good about, if they come into the kitchen with me and they say, "What can I do to help?" I'm not very good at giving out a job. I don't know why. Again, it's part of that whole thinking and talking thing while I'm trying to cook. So that's just me, I guess, my weirdness coming out, but I just do as much as I can ahead of time before the company gets there so that I don't have to worry about that. And it just makes it nicer. I can visit more freely if all we're doing is putting the food on the table and eating. So planning ahead is my very first and favorite, I guess, tip for you for hospitality, along with doing as much of the cooking ahead of time as you can, even setting the table ahead of time, getting everything ready that you can before they come, if you can, because that just makes it easier. Sometimes, as far as, you know, setting the table, I actually have found that setting up my countertop in my kitchen as a buffet works very, very well, and that makes it less formal. Instead of, you know, having everyone sit around the table and the table has to be set perfectly, I often will just maybe put the silverware and water glasses out on the table, but have the plates and napkins and things in the kitchen on the counter, and everyone just grabs a plate and goes through the line. Sometimes that makes it nicer, depending on how many people you're feeding to. A buffet just can be less formal and make you feel less pressure to have a perfect table. So that's something that I like to do too. I would suggest that you pick some of your favorite meals, the meals that you are most comfortable with making. Don't try to come up with something fancy or a meal that you aren't comfortable making, something that's new to you. If you're brave, you can do that. And sometimes I do that just because I think it's fun to try new recipes out on company. But I would say, as you're just getting started with hospitality, that you just pick some of your tried and true recipes, keep it simple. And, you know, it does not have to be fancy. I would say really, really keep the menu simple. The longer I have been doing this hospitality thing, the more I have recognized that I don't need to put 8 or 10 dishes out to make a meal. I actually have found, especially when I feed larger crowds, it is so much easier if you just have your main dish, one or two sides, maybe a bread, and a dessert. It is so much easier. When I fed the soccer team this fall, I fed them several days in a row, and that was 30 or 40 people at once that I was feeding. And I really found that if I just did, say lasagna, salad, bread, fruit, and a dessert, that kept it so much simpler than trying to have several different sides or several different breads or salads. It just, they don't want that anyway. It's just so much simpler just to keep the menu very, very basic. Just have even, sliced up watermelon or some grapes or just a nice tossed salad to go with your main dish, and that's all you need to do. And just a simple dessert, maybe one of your favorites that you can make ahead of time, is just wonderful. It really is nicer if you keep the menu simple, makes it nicer for you. So again, you aren't having to think as hard, because when you are hosting people, you really do have to think about several different things. You have to think about the food, and is it done, and do I need to stir that, and is do I need to get the casserole out of the oven, is the bread done. Again, it's just so much easier to have all of those things done ahead of time if you can, and do the things that you are the most familiar with. Also, would suggest that you, if you are not used to hosting people very often, I'm not going to suggest that you start with strangers. I think it's going to be best for you to get used to hosting people in your home for meals if you start by inviting families that you're very comfortable with, just some of your really good friends even. Start out that way. That's going to make it so much more simple for you because you already know what to talk to them about. You don't have to worry about, oh, what are we going to visit about? Is this going to be awkward? No, because it's friends that you're already used to talking with and you love being with them. So practice on those friends or family members that you're used to being with. Have them over for meals so that you can get used to hosting people, feeding meals, and talking at the same time and making sure your house is ready, all of those things. I would also suggest maybe using those friends to come over while you invite another family over that you aren't as familiar with. That way, there's more people to spread the conversational love around, and you aren't the one having to do as much as far as figuring out how to keep everyone comfortable in your home. You've got another family to work with that you are more comfortable with, and you can work together on that. That's a wonderful way to get used to hosting families that you aren't as familiar with in your home. And it's great for your friends too. Having people in your home is a wonderful way to get to know people and makes it so much better than just, that simple church talk that often just happens in the foyer. Hi, how are you? Fine, how are you? And then it ends there, and we don't really get to know people. So I just love that you're interested in doing this and really do encourage you to go with this, especially because it seems that God is putting this on your heart. And I love that you're listening to that, and I'm just excited to see what can come out of that, because anytime that we have had people in our home, especially people that we aren't as familiar with, I have just loved getting to know more about their lives and seeing them in a different way and understanding what it is about them that makes them work, how God is working in their lives and what struggles they might be having. It's just so wonderful. I would also really suggest getting your family involved with you. You said that your husband is more outgoing and that your children are outgoing, which means they're going to enjoy this hospitality thing an awful lot. So really get them involved in helping get everything ready, getting things cleaned up, and walk them through the idea of once the company is at your house, what should they do? Can the kids maybe take their coats and tell them where to put them, and help prepare them a little bit for some of the things that you need done once the company is there. So those are some of my suggestions, and I am pretty excited about the topic of hospitality just because, again, I really, really love hosting people. I am hoping to eventually, it's on my list, the never-ending list. I'm hoping to write a whole series about hospitality someday because I just love it and want to encourage people to do it because, again, having people in your home is just a fantastic way to really get to know your church family, the body of Christ. It's a good way to get to know people who aren't believers so that you can really encourage them so that they can be in a home of believers in your home for them to really experience what a Christian family looks like, how a Christian family operates, how, it's really great for unbelievers to see that you're a pretty cool person and that you can have a lot of fun. So really want to encourage everyone to break out of your shell if you are a little nervous about hospitality. And again, that's something that I want to write about soon, because I just think it's wonderful and a really great way for God to use all of us. That's why He gave us homes, I feel like, so that we can use them to serve God, and opening our home to others is a huge way that we can be used by God. And I really want to encourage you to be as hospitable as you can. Again, starting out with slow, easy steps, making it easy for you so that you can grow into some of the other possibilities of using your home for God. So I'll be working on ideas for that series. You're welcome to leave questions at the end of this post, maybe some ideas of things you'd like me to write about in that series, and I'd be happy to look into that. I'm not going to make any promises about when I'm going to start that series. I have a couple other series I need to work through and finish up before I can get to this one. Sorry that you always have to wait for me to get through all of these series. I just always have lots and lots of reader requests and things I need to be writing about. But this is on my list, and I'm excited to write about it and just encourage all of you to use your homes for really reaching out to God's people. Well, I'd like to thank you for joining us again today and listening to the podcast here at heavenlyhomemakers.com. I wanted to mention that I have a couple of ebooks in my shop that you will find about hospitality, especially as the holidays are approaching here. I know it's only October, but you can never plan ahead too much if you ask me when it comes to hosting people for Thanksgiving or Christmas. You'll find Heavenly Homemaker's Guide to Holiday Hospitality and Heavenly Homemaker's Guide to Holiday Hospitality for Kids. So there's one for you as the mom or the wife, the homemaker, getting ready to host family or friends for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's even. And there's one written for kids so that they can be involved with serving others and making company feel special when they come to your home. So I'd like to encourage you to check into those in my shop. And as we close out today, I would like to just encourage you to love on your husbands, thoroughly enjoy your children, and take joy in your life as a heavenly homemaker.